Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast or live internet simulcast today, April 7, 2007. And hello to those of you listening to a rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday, April 11 at 7 p.m., Thursday, April 12 at 6 p.m. on the internet. A link for that is on my site. Those rebroadcasts are also rebroadcast 12 hours later. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. And as I said, simulcast on Voice America Radio 7th Wave Network. To call into the program, call 866-909-9855. Locals can call 610-664-4100, and anyone can send an email during the show to wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, our guest was Shirley McGill from Outward Bound, telling about her involvement with Outward Bound and its impact on her life. At that show's end, we discussed the herb cranberry and the asana, Supta Virasana. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, click the button under it, and listen to the show. For appointments, call me at 610-687, well, call my secretary, at 610-687-6184, and for general information, 610-660-7710. My guest today is Shoshana Katzman, author of Qigong for Staying Young, discussing her book and recipe for staying young through Qigong. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb Damiana and the asana Urdhva Prasarita Padasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Magazine cites OCA on why genetically engineered foods are bad for you. Published on Friday, March 30, 2007, by Healing News Service. Genetically modified foods, Boon or Boondoggle. Forbes Magazine, March 23, 2007. Corn and soybeans, along with cotton and canola, are among the most common genetically modified, or GM, crops in the United States. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, an estimated 61% of the corn and 89% of the soybeans planted in 2006 were biotech varieties. While the bulk of GM crops are destined to become animal feed, some of the bounty ends up in kitchens, restaurants, and vending machines. Most of the processed foods that we eat, cookies, chips, sodas, crackers, will contain some ingredients that are derived from corn or soybeans, said Michael Fernandez, executive director of the Pew Institute on Food and Biotechnology, a nonpartisan source of information on agricultural biotechnology. It's estimated, he said, that as much as 70% of processed foods contain an ingredient that has been genetically engineered. These ingredients include corn syrup, soy protein, canola oil, cottonseed oil, and lecithin, a food additive derived from soy. Genetically modified crops, first introduced for commercial production in 1996, take advantage of modern biotechnology. Scientists can select a desirable gene from one living organism and splice it into another. The gene for Bacillus thuringiensis, a toxin commonly used as an insecticide, for example, can be inserted into a plant to increase its resistance to diseases caused by insects. Other genetic modifications can boost a crop's resistance to a particular virus, say, or herbicide. Quote, they are now putting human genes into rice, for example, trying to produce pharmaceutical drugs, said Ronnie Cummins, national director of the Organic Consumers Association, an advocacy group of organic consumers and businesses. Quote, they have put petunia genes into soybeans to make them resist a powerful herbicide, end quote, he added. Could these combinations, never occurring spontaneously in nature, pose a threat to human health? As a general rule, U.S. regulators, including the FDA, the Department of Agriculture, and the Environmental Protection Agency, have found GM crops safe to grow and eat. Quote, these are products that have been consumed on a daily basis widely around the world for a number of years, so all evidence would suggest that the products that we have that are now on the market are safe to consume, end quote, Fernandez said. But critics of GM foods states that these reviews are not rigorous enough and fail to assess unintended consequences, especially health effects that arise over a longer period of time. Cummins, a co-author of the book Genetically Engineered Food, a self-defense guide for consumers, says the major concerns are severe allergic reactions and damage to immune system and digestive tract. Quote, the whole process of gene splicing, haphazardly inserting foreign genes into common foods without really knowing what you're doing, it's a hit and miss process, end quote, he contended. He also says it has rearranged the genetic dynamics inside the cell to where you're producing more of a protein that will set off the allergies. Well, the bottom line is they don't know, end quote. The possibility of allergic reactions is not without precedent. In 2000, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention launched an investigation after consumers reported allergic reactions to a protein found in Starlink corn, a bioengineered variety of corn that ended up in the food supply. The incident sparked a mass recall of taco shells and other products containing the corn approved for use in animal feed only. So what can wary consumers do to avoid GM foods, considering there's no real federal labeling requirement? The easiest thing to do is buy organic food, Cummins said, because, quote, genetically modified organisms are banned in organic foods, end quote. Eating foods in their natural state and avoiding processed foods is also a good bet. Quote, if you're eating a diet of whole foods and grains and beans and so on, you're going to be a lot healthier anyway, he added. This was provided by Organic Consumers Association, March 30, 2007. All right. Shoshana Katzman has been director of the Red Bank Acupuncture and Wellness Center in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, since 1988. As a licensed acupuncturist, herbalist, Tai Chi Qigong, a professional massage therapist and energy medicine specialist, Shoshana has been involved in the field of Oriental medicine for over 30 years. She holds national licenses in acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine through the National Commission for the Certification of Acupuncturists, which is NCCAOM, with a master in science in the field. She is licensed to practice acupuncture in California, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania, and also holds a master's degree in sports medicine. Shoshana was named the first woman president of the National Qigong Association in 2004 and is now chairman of their advisory board. She is also chairperson of the New Jersey State Acupuncture Examining Board. She is on the board of advisors of Body and Soul magazine, owned by Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia. Shoshana has been featured in numerous magazine and newspaper articles and has appeared on radio and local, regional, and national television. As author of Qigong for Staying Young, a simple 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy, she is also co-author of Feeling Light, the holistic solution to permanent weight loss and wellness. Shoshana has produced a companion Qigong for Staying Young DVD, which airs on the Lime Television Network, available on Dish Network Channel 264 and cable throughout the world since October 2006. Katzman is the co-founder and producer of 8 annual women's wellness conferences, which has drawn thousands of people and hosted speakers Richard Simmons, Coretta Scott King, Christian Northrup, and Carolyn Neese. She is an inspirational speaker in the series and also lectures at a host of public forums, including Barnes & Noble and Borders bookstores. Shoshana is the mother of 3 teenage children, Hillary, Noah, and Jared, and shares her life with her husband and partner, Michael, in Little Silver, New Jersey. Good morning, Shoshana.
Good morning, Parthenia.
It is so wonderful, as I mentioned to you earlier, having someone like yourself on the program. We are primarily about alternative medicine therapies, but it's very rare that we have a guest who is able to speak from so many different aspects of alternative medicine. So thank you for getting all of that training.
I'm listening to it, and it's amazing to have gone through all that, and there's such a richness of information and experience that has come. So my training is as holistic as my work.
Exactly. Now, where are you from, Shoshana?
Originally from Wallingford, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, right. You're one of the native Pennsylvanian. As a child, did you have any special interest or exposure to acupuncture, herbs, Tai Chi, Qigong, massage, or energy medicine?
Not really. I was an athlete and very interested in traditional sports and got my master's degree in sports medicine. But my earliest experience being very attracted to anything Chinese was when I would go into Chinatown in Philadelphia and go into those small stores that had all the Chinese art, and it's always been a great attraction for me. And as a child, I played a Chinese girl in a play and was all dressed up in Oriental clothing. So,
oh,
and I looked, the way I looked, people used to think that I was Asian. So I think that it started very young, even though I wasn't aware of it.
Very nice. Okay, well, what was the first exposure or first interest for you in any of these items?
When I moved out to California in 1974, I saw people doing these very different movements in the panhandle of San Francisco. And because I was an athlete who had just lost all my teams after playing collegiate tennis and field hockey and basketball, I was missing a group to move with and exercise with, so I got very attracted to the group, and I started my interest in Chinese medicine over 30 years ago by getting involved in the practice of Tai Chi and Qigong, which I would practice during those first 10, 15 years, 4 to 6 hours a day.
Oh my, okay, we're going to take a bit of a pause as I explain some things to the listening audience, but we'll come back to that when we return. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, the program sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit my website at www.amtherapies.com or call 610-687-6184. Here's live on the Internet by clicking the Seventh Wave Network link on my site. Now, people, I want to take a moment to let you know that I went to Nemacolin this past week. They treat you like royalty. You have to go. Now, once you go, of course, you're not going to be able to go to any of the hotels or resorts that you've ever gone to before. There's so much to share and so much to explain about this wonderful resort that I'm going to actually have to give you bits and pieces over different shows over a period of time. But I had to let you know that I had that wonderful experience. I also want to let you know that this month marks our first anniversary here at WWDB, and we're going to have a special program the first weekend in May featuring Sidney Poitier, where he's going to share some words of wisdom, and we're going to feature words of wisdom from some of our previous guests, and you're going to get the wonderful treat of hearing some of my words of wisdom. But I'm really looking forward to that anniversary program and wanted to give you a heads up about that. Now, I also want to remind you that our guest today is Shoshana Katzman, and she's the author of Qigong for Staying Young. And we're going to talk about the guidance, the special guidance that she offers for women, as well as, you know, Qigong in general. And if you want to call and ask her any questions, call 866-909-9855. Okay, thank you. Now, one other thing I want to tell you. When you do go to Nemacolin, you have to experience eating at their Le Trek restaurant. I'll tell you more about that later. Okay, next week we're going to start something special called Alt Med Trivia. And winners of that will get a comprehensive initial visit at 1/6 the cost that the average person pays. Okay, we're back with Shoshana. Give us a little more information about how those first, was it 10 years, manifested into all the rest of these things that you're involved with.
Practicing Tai Chi and Qigong is an aspect, it's a branch of traditional Chinese medicine, one that you can do for yourself, so you can create self-healing in your body through the practice of Qigong and these very gentle movements that integrate with your breath and open up the flow of vital energy qi in your body. But you can also have your vital energy opened up and your blood strengthened through receiving acupuncture. So traditionally in China, practitioners of Tai Chi and Qigong would become practitioners of acupuncture because they would themselves open up their flow and get themselves very balanced, and then they, in turn, would use acupuncture needles, very fine stainless steel needles inserted into meridian pathways to open up another person's vital energy flow. So that's how I got into acupuncture, because it's a traditional path for Tai Chi and Qigong practitioners and teachers.
I see. And then the herbs?
The herbs are part the another branch of traditional Chinese medicine. And the herbs are substances that are either taken in the form of tea or tincture or pill that work more internally with the qi flow, opening up the meridians and affecting releasing wind from the body. And they work more internally, where the acupuncture works more externally with mostly the meridians. And so that's the other aspect. Just like in Tai Chi and Qigong and Kung Fu, Kung Fu is more of an external form of movement in Chinese forms of exercise, and Tai Chi and Qigong are more internal. So the same thing in Chinese medicine, where the herbs are more internal and the acupuncture is a more external application.
Okay, and then the massage?
The massage is more working with the meridians, and it's a part of Qigong. When you practice Qigong, you do self-massage on yourself and self-acupressure, and the fingertips go into the same points that the acupuncture needles do. However, you're using pressure. So it's a way to treat yourself, or some people go to a Chinese acupressurist or someone that does Twin Na massage, which is ancient Chinese massage, to also move the flow of energy through the energy pathways called meridians.
Okay, so then in reality, these are all kinds of energy medicine.
Exactly.
And so hence, I guess you went even further along into other kinds of energy medicine.
Exactly. And then I study with a woman named Christine Schenk. I go to Germany to study with her, and she has taught me a system of energy body therapy where I work with people and teach them how to create a connection, a very strong connection between their energetic body and their physical body. And the reason that works so well with the Chinese medicine is because acupuncture points, the meridians, are an aspect of the energy body, along with the energy centers, chakras, discs, and other very highly rotating material that makes up the energy body anatomy and physiology.
Okay, and what is qi?
Qi is vital energy. It's the life force that flows through every living being.
And gong?
Gong means to cultivate or work. So the two together, the qi gong, is to work or cultivate your qi.
Now, most people are very familiar with yoga, I think. How would you compare the two?
Yoga is coming from Ayurvedic or Indian roots. The Qigong is coming from Chinese roots, although there are teachers that traveled thousands of years ago between the two areas, and so there is a similarity in how the movements work with the breath, and they are opening up the energy system of the body. It's just, I think of yoga more as focusing on the stretching aspects and using your own body parts to leverage against each other, whereas the Tai Chi and Qigong are mostly done standing on the feet and moving in a graceful, dance-like manner. So they just aesthetically look different, and they feel different to do as well.
Because even when you do a salutation in yoga, which connects a series of postures, it's still very different because you're up and down and all of that. But I thought that would help people, you know, sort of get a better handle on what Qigong is.
Yeah, there's more, it feels like there's more flowing, graceful, slow movements, one moving into the other. However, with Qigong, many people want to know the difference between Qigong and Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
Tai Chi, you really need to learn from a teacher. Qigong's easier to learn from a book. They're more individual exercises, and they have more of a medical application. So in my 20-minute workout, I have one set that does this tapping, which is using a fist that's lightly closed, and you tap your body, and you're opening up the flow of qi in your meridians. Then there's bone marrow cleansing, where you use your mind intent to send water and then fire into your bones to purify and cleanse your bones. And then there's feeling, playing with the qi, where you're opening up the flow of qi in your body. And there's each one, standing meditation, where you're standing still and you're experiencing the movement within stillness, and you're balancing the yin and yang in your body. And then another set which cultivates the shen, which is the spirit, and another one that cleanses the organs by making five healing sounds.
Well, we're going to get to all of those in due time, believe me. I still wanted to get, before we get to that point, what precipitated the writing of the book? What is your primary objective with the book?
The book is focused on Qigong for women, although many hundreds, thousands of men are practicing it as well. It's just that as a woman coming up in Tai Chi and Qigong and Gong Fu, all of the books are written by men. It's a very male-dominated exercise. So I wanted to apply all of the principles that I learned to women, so women can empower themselves not only with the Qigong but also with Chinese medicine, because I explain how a woman can become stronger, more vital, and get younger even as she ages.
Okay, since you mentioned that, can you explain in a relatively simple way how Qigong keeps you young, especially if you're doing such a simple 20-minute workout?
It balances your hormones.
Ah, okay.
There's an exercise in the workout to balance the hormones. And as we know, as we age, hormones are one of the most important aspects of our body to keep strong and vital. It also strengthens your qi, your vital energy, which in turn strengthens your blood. And as women, as we get older, it's very important that we keep our blood nourished and that we keep our energy up, not only so that we have energy, but that our organs have energy and that our entire body is nourished with this energy. That's what keeps us healthy.
Oh, very good. And I also wanted to point out something that the person who did the preface or the foreword for your book, is it Roger Jonk? Is that how you pronounce it?
Roger
Jonka. He mentioned that, what is it, in the United States, 200 million people practice Qigong?
Exactly.
So people, this is something that is not very rare, and you probably, and she has a fabulous resource at the end of the book that lists locations and places where you can go to get training or, you know, get your initial practice going. So this is something that's a lot more popular than I think the average person thinks.
Yes, it is. And people can go on to the National Qigong Association website, which is nqa.org, to find a practitioner in their area.
Okay, and there was one other thing he said that was really, really interesting about harnessing the inner power of strength and surrender. And that's for both men and women.
Yes.
Can you elucidate a little bit on what that means to you?
It's very, very important that you have your own internal energy in a way that is yours. You know who you are. You have energy. You know your own power. and harness it in that you know what it is, but you don't necessarily release it and let go of it and let everybody else have it. You're not one of these people that gives up your power or gives up your energy easily. You know who you are, and you use it wisely and in a very gentle, loving way.
Wonderful. Okay. Any restrictions based on age or, health?
None whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Anyone, any age, any ability can do Qigong. That is the most beautiful thing about it. For my 80-plus students that come in here and don't feel at home in a gym or their whole life they couldn't really find an exercise that they could relate to, they love Qigong. Someone rehabilitating in a hospital, children love Qigong. And also the muscle builders, the athletes love it because it develops them internally, not just externally.
Okay, now you also mentioned in the book that 100 million in China practice in the parks early each day. Do you envision that happening in the United States?
I do.
I can see it. Yes, even now, riding along the Schuylkill River out here in Pennsylvania, you can see people doing similar forms of Qigong or some form of Tai Chi. So it would be a beautiful thing to see. And why the parks? Why is it advisable to practice out of doors?
When Qigong is created to take the energy from the heavens, and which is the yang energy from the heavens, and take the yin energy from the earth. The yin, the water, you can think of rivers and lakes and streams, bringing and that earth energy, bringing that up through your feet, in through your legs, up into your body, and then bringing the fire from the heavens to the top of your head and bringing that into your body, and then you mix it within yourself to invigorate and strengthen yourself. So Qigong is meant to bring in the forces of nature. So you're either in the house looking out at nature, if it's too, the weather's inclement or too cold to be out there, or you're out there communing with nature, taking the qi, the energy, into yourself from the trees, looking at that trunk of the tree and the branches of the tree and relating it to yourself and bringing that energy in to make you more balanced and healthier on this earth.
Oh my, okay. Now, can you share some statistics or case studies related to the health benefits of Qigong?
Qigong is very helpful when I'm working with my clients that are trying to get pregnant. I have the ovarian triangle exercise where they make a triangle right over their uterus, and they send energy from themselves to their uterus to get themselves nice and fertile and ready to conceive. People that have shoulder problems and they have frozen shoulders, I have them start very slow. I adapt the exercises for them, and they do very small motions at first until that range of motion improves. People that have back problems and they cannot do any other exercise. I have this one gentleman, he used to be a martial artist, and I have him doing the Qigong now, and his depression has lifted because he's realizing that by cultivating his own qi, that he is able to heal himself, strengthen his kidney energy, which nourishes his back.
Okay. Well, what is external or medical Qigong?
That is when you have a practitioner that actually emits qi from their fingertips or from their palms, and they work on someone that is too sick to do it for themselves. And they send them energy and qi, and that elicits the healing response for the person.
Very good. Okay, now you also explain that there's so much in your book, and I'm trying to get as much of it in as possible. You explain that Qigong includes meditation, visualization, self-massage, and the expression of sounds. When we come back from break, please explain how each is incorporated in or part of Qigong. Okay. Thank you. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Bellingham, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com. Hear us live on the internet at the Seventh Wave Network link on my site. People, you've got to go to Nemacolin. They treat you like royalty. You just need to go. We'll be back with Shoshana Katzman, author of Qigong for Staying Young, with guidance for women. Call 866-909-9855 with your question. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. I'm now offering online psychosocial coaching. Our guest next week, April 14, 2007, will be our friend Mike Cook, author of Thrive, talking about his book and holistically balancing work and life. Being at the Nemacolin Chateau was like living in a fabulous art gallery. There's much too much to say about it, but the art, the collection of the owner of the resort has all of his artwork throughout the hotel, the different hotels, as well as on the grounds when it comes to something like an airplane, antique airplane gallery. I mean, it's just amazing how much of it is around the grounds. Today we're talking with Shoshana Katzman, author of Qigong for Staying Young, talking about her book and recipe for staying young. Call in by calling 866-909-9855. And we have our dear loyal caller from New York, Lee. You have a question for our guest? Hello?
I want to know, your title of your book is For Staying Young. Well, I mean, we're already in our 70s. Will it roll the years back?
It does. It retards the aging process.
Slows it down, but I'm talking about I need something to roll it back.
Well, if you open up the flow of your chi and you move your blood and you detoxify your organs and you balance your hormones and you start opening up that flow of chi in your body, you will feel younger.
Oh, fabulous.
You will. It is amazing. You have to try it.
And the wrinkles will fall away and my hair will start to get black again.
I don't know about that, but we do have a Chinese herb called black-haired Mr. Ho.
Oh.
Oh yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Polygonum multiflorum. He shao wu.
And so,
yeah. So that's why so many of the Chinese men still have black hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, your question wasn't as far-fetched as you might have thought it was.
isn't that marvelous?
You see, the kidney energy sparks the energy of your whole body.
Yes.
And Qigong really works to strengthen your kidney chi.
Uh-huh.
So that sparks your whole body, and it also helps, you know, the stronger your kidneys are, the longer you would live. There's also a point called Stomach 36, Zusan Li, right by your knee, that I teach you to do acupressure on. And
yes,
that point, they say, the Chinese say, is like eating a whole chicken. If you're on your last breath and you do Stomach 36 on yourself, you get to walk an additional 3 miles. Now, that's a long walk.
Well,
my word. That sounds marvelous. And you have practitioners here in New York?
Oh, all over New York, yes.
Oh, fantastic. All right, well, I won't take up too much more of your time, but thank you so much.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Lee. Make sure you get her book. In the back, there are resources that will give you information, and we're also going to mention her website or a website that she would like to share with everyone that I'm certain will be able to lead you to a practitioner in your area. Thank you. Bye, Lee. Oh, he's gone. Okay. Shoshana, would you like to share a website now, your website, or one that you feel the listeners can benefit from going to?
Certainly. My website is healing4u.com. That's healing, the number 4, the letter U, .com.
Okay, very good. Is there a phone number or email address you'd like to share?
It could be info@healing4u.com.
Excellent. Okay, now that wonderful question I asked you before break.
That's about the breath, it sounds, visualization, and self-massage?
Yes.
Well, breath is such an integral part of Qigong. When you do the 20-minute workout, you actually take 100 deep breaths by the time you finish. Slow, gentle, rhythmical, deep breaths. This not only connects you with yourself and centers you, but it increases the oxygenation of your body. Brings more oxygen to your lungs. You take deep breaths into your lower dantian, which is 2 inches below your belly button, which is really diaphragmatic breathing, and it brings your energy down. That's when you center with yourself. It relaxes the shoulders. It relaxes your whole body when you take these deep breaths. And then the breaths are integrated with the movement. So when you raise your hands up, which is raising the chi in your body, you're breathing in as your hands slowly flow upward. And then as your hands go downward, you're breathing out, which is sinking the chi. So you're breathing in and strengthening the breath as you increase the chi. And so the whole breathing technique is integrated with the movement.
Wonderful. Okay, now I'm going to skip some of about 5 questions I was going to ask and go to some more that are specifically about the book. Your book is broken up into 3 parts. Part 1 explains the postures, ranging from 30-minute postures to 4-minute postures in 7 sets. And then part 2 aids for one's fine-tuning the practice and deepening understanding. And then part 3 has a symptom-focused approach for women, a step beyond the core workout. Could you, you know, sort of explain the postures, give an idea of the 7 sets as much as you can, and, you know, sort of talk about the 3 segments of your book?
Sure. The title of the book sounds like it's just a workout, but it's so much more than the
workout.
Oh,
my, yes.
It's like a course, a 101 course in Chinese medicine.
Most definitely.
So part 1 has the 160 pictures of the warm-up, the 7 sets, and the warm-down. And it tells you exactly how to do the movements. I have a DVD that I made as a companion to the book, which goes through the whole set without words. So you can just follow me, and then you use this first part. Like if you see me do something, like, what is she doing? You just go to that specific part of the book, and it tells you exactly when I'm breathing, exactly how I'm moving my arms and legs, etc. Now, people can learn the whole set from the book. Some people like to learn movements from the book. Some people just do the DVD. Some people use both. I think the best is to use both. Part two goes on to explain every single movement and what it's doing according to Chinese medicine. So when you're using your fists on your lower back, creating friction to begin to making the kidney sound, which detoxifies and releases fear from the kidneys, you'll read that in part two, which explains then what the kidneys do according to Chinese medicine, which I explained before. They are the root energy and they spark the energy of your whole body. Then you go to part three, which is many different acupressure points, which I show on myself in pictures, and then I have anatomical drawings that show where these points are, so you can easily locate them, and I do describe them in layperson's terms. Then I go on with 25 symptoms such as anxiety, dryness, muscle tension and pain, gynecological problems, all these different problems, breathing problems, that you can read about what these problems are according to Chinese medicine, which again empowers you with the ancient principles of Chinese medicine. And then I tell you which Qigong movements from this set are good for that problem, and then I give you even more Qigong movements for the problem, and then suggestions about different foods and attitudinal ways of thinking about your life to change those symptoms and to bring more wellness and balance into your life.
Well, now, how often does one need to practice to experience benefits?
Ideally, once a day. Okay. But if you do it once a week, I'm a very flexible practitioner and teacher, whereas I feel if you're doing it once a week and you do that every week, that's 52 times a year. That's 52 times more than if you hadn't done it at all. So
and
whatever you can do would be great.
And the best environment or the best setting for practice?
Clean air, a quiet environment. You don't necessarily want to do it watching TV or having a lot of noise around you or someone smoking there. Clean air, quiet environment, ideally outside with nature. In the morning is the best before everybody gets up, but lunchtime is great and right before bed. Some practitioners really love doing it when there's a storm happening because you've got all that energy circulating around during a storm, and they grab that energy and use it for their practice.
And the best attire for practice?
Loose, comfortable clothing, sneakers. If you're in outdoors, you want to be on a natural surface rather than concrete. Like if you can stand on the earth or a wooden deck or something, that's better.
Okay, now you have a wonderful list of do's and don'ts in the book. Would you like to share some of those with us before we go to break?
One of the don'ts is don't practice if you're really, really angry about something. Mm. Try and work that out a little bit. Although if you're really conscious when you're working out, you can release that anger with a liver sound. As far as do, just have a regular practice. Stay very connected with yourself. You want to have your tongue on the roof of your mouth and your mouth closed and breathe in and out through your nose. You want to coordinate your body's movements with your breath, things like that.
Good. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Ballykinwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com. Listen to us on the internet from a link at my site. Go to Nemacolin, folks. You won't want to go anywhere else. We'll be back with Shoshana Katzman, author of Qigong for Staying Young with Guidance for Women.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. I'm now offering online psychosocial coaching. Remember, you can listen to the show on the internet. Oh, when you go to Nemacolin, I mentioned the restaurant Lautrec. That's named after Toulouse Lautrec. And you're actually sitting amidst lithographs, some of his lithographs. Oh, and the food literally melts in your mouth. I mean, I never thought that was really, really true, but that food does. You won't be able to eat anywhere else either. Okay, next week we start AltMed Trivia, and the winners will get a comprehensive initial visit at 1/6 the cost. Today we're talking with Shoshana Katzman, author of Qigong for Staying Young, a simple 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. Call in at 866-909-9855. Okay, yes, Shoshana.
Hi.
It's amazing how once we get past 9:30, the time for me seems to just zip by, and before I know it, we're toward the end of the program. What I would like to do is, well, first see if there are any more special do's or don'ts that you want to share, and then I want to get your words of wisdom that you would like to leave our listeners with.
I was thinking that to remind people not to chew gum when they're practicing, and
yes,
to not be interfered, you know, with the telephone or something. This is just a very quiet, private time that you give yourself each and every day, if you can, to reconnect with yourself and to strengthen and cultivate your energy. And I would like the listeners to know that anything is possible, and shoot for the stars, and you can feel fabulously energized and balanced and peaceful inside, and you can deal with stress. And Qigong is a way that you can do it for yourself. And it is like giving acupuncture to yourself without needles, where you're balancing the flow of energy through your body, strengthening your blood, balancing the yin and yang energies, and really it's a way to help you make your day a lot brighter, a lot happier, more peaceful, and to have fabulous, fabulous energy throughout life.
Oh, thank you so much, Shoshana.
You're welcome.
And you have a wonderful morning.
Thank you, you too.
Okay.
Okay.
Now it's time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is dandelion. The part used medicinally are the flowers, leaves, roots, and tops. My correction, Damiana. The part used medicinally are the leaves. Some of the phytochemicals include alpha-pinene, beta-carotene, beta-pinene, tannins. Some of the nutrients include calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, and C. According to Balk and Balk, it stimulates muscular contractions of the intestinal tract and delivery of oxygen to the genital area, used as an energy tonic and aphrodisiac, and to remedy sexual and hormonal problems, a sexuality tonic for women. That's a quote of theirs. Caution, it interferes with iron absorption when taken internally. And now our yoga. Today's asana. Matsyasana. Sit in Padmasana with the right leg crossed, first hands beside the hips. Extend the trunk up. Lie back for a moment. pull on the feet to make the crossed legs more compact. Then stretch the arms over the head, open both sides of the groin, and take the knees down. Stay for from 30 seconds to 5 minutes without straining the knees, and breathe evenly. Now, in between those two parts was part two, which it was to, with an exhalation, lean back onto the elbows. I sort of skipped ahead of myself. And my engineers over there enjoying that very much. Some of the benefits are that it tones cervical and thoracic thoracic spine, expands chest and lungs, massages thyroid and parathyroid glands, tones the larynx and the heart, relieves pelvic congestion, and loosens the shoulder and ankle joints. Some of the indications include cervical and thoracic spondylitis. Respiratory disorders include asthma, bronchitis, thyroid and parathyroid disorders, voice disorders, menstrual disorders, stiffness of shoulder and ankle joints, counterpose to Sarvagasana. Okay, and that takes care of our yoga for today. You've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 AM and simulcast on the Seventh Wave Network. Our guest next weekend, April 14, 2007, will be Mike Cook, author of Thrive, talking about his book and how holistically to balance life and work. At that show's end, we will discuss the herb dandelion, which I almost discussed today, and the asana urdhva prasarita padasana. Listen to the program live on your computer by clicking the Seventh Wave Network link on my site. They rebroadcast the program each Saturday, 12 hours later. Today that would be 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's also rebroadcast Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Thursday at 6 p.m. and again 12 hours later each of those days. And they archive the shows as well. Interested in interning on the program? Email your resume and or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com or to my office at Tubala Plaza, Suite 300, Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, 19004. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychosocial consultations, incorporating Bach fluorescence remedies, and remote and video conferencing. Don't forget that online coaching. That's a way you don't have to come into my office, and we can work together that way. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com. I welcome your participation in my blog. Check there every now and then, because from time to time, people do go and make suggestions or ask questions. Subscription to the newsletter I welcome, downloading the radio programs, see who our future guests will be, and what my practice offers. Now, by the way, when you go to Nemacolon, say Parthenia sent you. Let them know where you heard about it. Folks, it was so funny. When we first got there, it was sunny. It was, you know, like a late spring day. Within 24 hours, it was snowing madly, and it turned into a winter wonderland that was delightful. I mean, we even enjoyed cutting across. There's like a court you can cut across to go to your spa treatments. We even enjoyed doing that in the snow. You don't have to go outside. You can actually walk through all of the different segments of the hotels and spa in a continuous circle to go to the different events without going outside. Of course, if you want to go to the riding academy or something of that nature, yes, you do have to go outside. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.